Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here today. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to a passage that we're going to be in this morning. We got actually three passages that we're going to be doing on Luke's statements to his friend Theophilus concerning generosity. And one of the things that he shares with Theophilus in chapter 10 is the notation about the interaction between Mary, Martha, and Jesus. And we read in verse 38, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." In the other Gospels, we are told of a generous act that Mary did. She took of the special fragrance that she had purchased, and she broke the neck off, and she poured it onto the feet of Jesus, and she used her hair to wipe his feet, and the aroma filled the entire house. She was generous. Now, Martha was looking for generosity of time and labor from her sister, but Jesus was looking for generosity of time toward him, and she went over and above that. She chose the better part. She gave of herself. That expensive ointment was something that had been purchased by her for her own funeral someday. That was a common thing in those days, that you would purchase fragrances that you would have used in your body when it was wrapped for burial, and they would saturate the cloths with this particular ointment, and she had already purchased hers for that day, but she chose to offer it to Jesus and to give it to him, and then to use her own hair to wipe his feet. Nothing inappropriate about that at all. It was the sign of her deference and her gratefulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you this morning as we look at these passages of Scripture in the book of Luke that we understand that God wants us to give from a heart that volunteers to give. Not because I have to, but because I want to. There's a huge difference in the attitude behind generosity of giving. Some people give because they can. Some people give because they want to, and they'll give whatever they have left to him. We're going to learn that this morning. We need to understand and know that generosity should have a motive, and that motive should be the honor and glorification of Jesus Christ, and I'm willing to sacrifice whatever to bring glory and honor to his precious name. And so with that, I pray that we can start our worship service today with praise and adoration of the one who alone is deserving, but that we might understand that he wants us to give to him not because we have to, but as in Mary's case, because we want to.